Ladies and gentlemen, Not All Dads Are Deadbeats proudly presents the CAS Report. We've got you covered. Kick the hell out of you. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the weekly CAS report for the week ending on Sunday, September the 18th, brought to you by NotAllDadsAreDeadbeats.com. We have a lot to cover this week, so let's jump right into it. I would first like to strongly encourage everyone to visit www.blackout.ca after this broadcast to watch the feature-length documentary entitled Powerful as God, the Children's Aid Societies of Ontario, and that's www.blackout.ca. This expose is a master's thesis for the documentary media program at Ryerson University. This documentary investigates how stories from an oppressed public can affect a democracy if voices that were silenced are facilitated and heard. It is a nonpartisan, directed documentary work that combines film and new media to simulate a democracy by giving people a voice who are otherwise silenced. This film is a case study of publicly funded agency that is not unlike most government agencies in the country, financed by the public and wielding extraordinary power. Employees of these organizations can affect lives in areas where the stakes are often the highest. Now, I watched this documentary the other night, and I was really impressed. It's incredibly refreshing to see more attention put on exposing the unethical and malicious practices of the CAS, and I strongly encourage everyone to share this documentary as much as you can. I will be getting in touch with the producers to seek an interview in the next couple of weeks, which you will hear on the CAS Weekly Report. On a side note, this morning I did an interview for an upcoming television show that focuses on Canadian injustice. The details of the show schedule is not yet released, but it will be nationally broadcasted. I spoke about my experiences with the CAS pertaining to the Chatham-Kent CAS suing me for defamation, emails I have received from hundreds of Ontario residents outlining their experiences with the CAS, as well as the Not All Dads Are Deadbeats organization. I look forward to doing a follow-up interview for the show, as well as providing video and other materials for use in the show. I encourage all the listeners today to this podcast to contact your local media outlets and request that they cover CAS-related issues. If you need talking points, materials, etc., then please get in contact with us by emailing info@notalldadsaredeadbeats.com. We gotta take the power back! You're listening to the weekly CAS report brought to you by NotAllDadsAreDeadbeats.com. We've got you covered. Yet another amateur video of a CPS worker lashing out at a father has surfaced. On June 7th, 2011, an activist peacefully demonstrating outside of the Batshaw Youth and Family Centers, which is in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, was suddenly accosted, pushed, assaulted, and his life threatened by a Batshaw Youth and Family CPS employee, who says to him, amongst other things, "I'll fucking kill you." You can view this video at www.notalldadsaredeadbeats.com. This lady is an example of the kinds of people hired to, quote-unquote, protect children. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the kind of behavior that we're often subjected to and have been reporting for years. However, our complaints have fallen on deaf ears. A child and youth worker wants to fucking kill someone for recording her. She expresses her desire to murder a father, and this lowlife is protecting children. At this point, it is up to us to report, publicize, and broadcast videos of this nature. We must expose the unethical, immoral, and illegal actions that the CAS and CPS employees often partake in. Carry a video camera or audio recording device when you're at rallies or demonstrations, when you have a worker in your home, when you're on the phone with a worker, when you are talking to a worker outside of your residence, etc. Record everything. I hear all the time from parents who have been negatively affected by the unjust actions of the CAS, who did not record and therefore have a hard time supporting their claims in a court of law. It is entirely lawful for you to record any conversation that you're a part of in Canada. We have a one-party system here, which means that only one person needs to be notified in a conversation. If you're a part of the conversation, you have your own notification. So therefore, it's entirely lawful for you to record your own conversations. The CAS worker will tell you recording goes against their policies, which is par for their course as they try to keep everything as secretive as possible and do whatever they can to limit your ability to collect the evidence needed for a proper defense. You do not need to inform the worker that you are recording. Have multiple recorders on you at all time. Never, ever speak to a CAS worker without it being recorded as a rule. And I would actually like you to repeat with me at this point. I will never speak to a CAS worker without a functioning recording device. Say that out loud and live by it. It's empirical that you record absolutely every conversation that you have with a CAS worker. You can use your cell phone or purchase a digital recorder for about $50. You can pick them up from Walmart or Future Shop. As well, I strongly encourage you to submit any audio or video of a CAS worker acting unlawfully or in any way unethical to info@notalldadsaredeadbeats.com. If the video or audio file size is too large, what I can do is I can set up an FTP for you as well, where you can upload it to the FTP directly, just in case you have inbox issues with regards to file size. Now, you may specify how the materials can be used if you do not want it broadcasted by us, but you would like us to have a copy for our databases, then we will respect your request. The principles of the Not All Dads Are Deadbeats organization necessitates us to speak out as loud as possible to as many people as possible, and therefore, we encourage permission to broadcast audio and video. Please note that we also have the ability to blank out names if your name or your child's name are mentioned and you do not want them broadcasted. Don't give up. You know it's never been easy. Don't give up, 'cause I believe there's a place where we belong. You're listening to the weekly CAS report brought to you by NotAllDadsAreDeadbeats.com. So we have some events coming up on Friday, September the 23rd from 12:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Our good friends down in Niagara Falls, Ontario, Bobby Niagara and Pat Niagara, are organizing a rally outside of the FACS Niagara, the FEX Niagara, on the street to their parking lot entrances at 7900 Canadian Drive, Niagara Falls, Ontario. So there's a rally Friday, September the 23rd, 12:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at 7900 Canadian Drive, Niagara Falls, Ontario. The Niagara Region Rally for Accountability and Transparency is to raise awareness about Ontario being the only province in Canada not allowing oversight of children's aid societies. We demand Ontario's Ombudsman Act be amended to allow investigations of complaints against this public body. They're also going to be raising awareness about the unlawful practice of social work by the CAS by handing out pamphlets. They're also going to be collecting signatures on three separate petitions. Petition one is to keep CAS out of our schools. Petition two is to make CAS workers register with the College of Social Workers as per the law. And petition three is to grant the ombudsman powers to investigate CAS, police, hospitals, etc. So this is the open house for the grand reopening of the FACS Niagara, FACS Niagara office in Niagara Falls. The expansion of this building, final project cost of $3 million, subsidized by the federal and provincial government, as well as fundraising efforts. Yet this organization is constantly crying about their financial shortfalls. Okay, so get in touch with Bobby Niagara, Pat Niagara. I'll have the links up on NoddleDadsOrDeadbeats.com so you can view the events page on Facebook, and strongly encourage any of the listeners in the Niagara region on Friday, September the 23rd, so this upcoming Friday, to go down and participate in this rally. It's vitally important that people get out on the streets and show our collective strength.
We'll stand my ground, and I won't back down.
So in lawsuit news, to bring everyone up to speed about the lawsuit against me by the Chatham-Kent CAS for defamation, I have presented the lawyers, the CAS worker, Andrea Wathy, and the CAO of the Chatham-Kent CAS, Michael Stevens, with a letter outlining an offer for mediation with regards to the blogs and comments and videos that I posted. I have given them until tomorrow to respond to my offer. And I am willing to, I'm willing to do a few things. I'm willing to remove Andrea's name from the website. I'm not trying to be malicious towards Andrea, the CAS worker. I will do what I can to meet them halfway, but under no circumstance am I going to keep silent about these injustices brought about by the CAS corporation. So in the letter, I outline the steps that I would have no other choice but to pursue if they should feel it necessary to continue with their motion. And these include assembling a local street team to conduct a massive citywide marketing campaign in order to gather evidence for my defense, sending out thousands of emails to media outlets all across Canada, contacting human rights organizations, taxpayers coalition, and civil liberties groups regarding various concerns we have with the motion. Now, I didn't include this in the letter, but we're also going to be looking to make a rather substantial counterclaim in my defense. This is something that you might want to make a note of and sort of keep an eye on. It's going to be a rather substantial counterclaim. Can't give too many details away, but let's just say that I can dig my heels into. Already we have national media outlets interested in covering this story. At 5 p.m. tomorrow, we will know which direction this will go. So we will need a lot of participation from everyone. I will be making up two forms for people to fill out. The first is a personal testimony form, which allows you to submit your story, experiences, etc. If you have been affected in any which way whatsoever negatively by the Chatham-Kent CAS, please submit your story and tell other people in the area to submit their stories as well. This is the kind of evidence that I would like to present in court. If you can actually testify, then, by all means, please let me know. I think it's our position that, we have to expose the corruption, the unethical behavior, the unlawful behavior. And already I have about 10 testimonies from people in the area that backs up those claims. And I am very eager to present that kind of information, and also very eager to have the CAS Michael Stevens, CEO, on the stand, and I will absolutely call Andrea Wathy, the CAS caseworker, to the stand to ask some very serious questions, I feel. So I'm going to take advantage of that and use that as an opportunity to get some questions answered. Now, the second form that I'm going to be creating, and it will be up on the website, is a questionnaire which will be distributed to thousands of area residents that seeks to determine the reputation of the Chatham-Kent CAS. Since in their motion they have claimed that any further blogs, videos, posts, etc. might damage their reputation, I feel it is warranted to use in my defense I have to ascertain what their current reputation actually is. And if the support from people passing our local rally last month is any indication of their reputation, I would feel very confident in saying that they currently do not have a very good one. Towards the end of the letter, I mention how there will not be any winners in this motion. The children the CAS is supposed to protect won't benefit from this lawsuit. The money that will go into covering the costs of this lawsuit, currently courtesy of your taxpaying dollars, won't go towards helping a single child in a dangerous situation. My own time will be tied up, and I won't be able to provide the same level of support for parents. There's no winners in this situation, folks. There will be no winners, but I will dig my heels and I will stand my ground, not only because I feel strongly that I can justify my comments, but because there is a principle here. I will most certainly use this as an opportunity to not only continue to broadcast our message, but to amplify it as well in order to reach a broader audience. If they happen to get an injunction against me, barring me from any further posts regarding this case, then there will be three other admins in my place who will act independently to raise their collective voices even louder. So in other words, folks, we have established a decentralized information network. There is no feasible way of them silencing us. In keeping with that sentiment, I'd like to play a clip from the executive director, Jay Mays, of Not All Dads Are Deadbeats, with his thoughts on this lawsuit.
Our thoughts as to the CAS versus Dave Fluke lawsuit. Our group is appalled and in disbelief of CAS's actions towards Dave Fluke, the Not All Dads Are Deadbeats website, the Not All Dads Are Deadbeats Facebook page, and more importantly, the Not All Dads Are Deadbeats members for many reasons. Not All Dads Are Deadbeats has been the leader of positively promoting the position of equal parenting rights, and providing information to fathers, mothers, grandparents, children, and addressing our currently outdated laws that negatively promote and cause weak family structures and family values within our communities and our countries. The response this lawsuit has given Not All Dads Are Deadbeats administration has been great in that it's helped us understand more of the entire problem that CAS has caused and the harm that CAS has inflicted on so many families and children throughout Canada. And the opportunity to obtain the documentation of CAS's practices in a more evidential way, meaning we will be bringing documentation against CAS in the courtroom and ask them to prove their practices are legal in every step. Well, I feel CAS has focused on profits and government granting to line the pockets of well-paid administrators with more than average lifestyle benefits. I feel CAS has installed a kids for cash type of regulating within its agency, and our people of Canada should step in and put a stop to the stripping of the families and the children and the family values that we all teach our children and grandchildren to live by. Removing children from the families for cash will only decline our society's family values even further. And as parents of children, this is time for us to stand up and fight for the injustice of our children and families and our surrounding communities. Nothing happens when we do not voice our opinions and concerns about bad laws or bad practices towards family values and moral standards. And Not All Dads Are Deadbeats has been standing up for family values for years. The last thing the CAS wants is to be overseen by a ombudsman. They are trying to strong-arm us, the citizens of Canada, to remain silent against them by this lawsuit. The CAS is merely trying to cover up their practices of their agency by bringing this Remove Your Facts, Remove Your Voices lawsuit forward. Our group feels this is really a Goliath versus Dave Fluke lawsuit and a CAS shakedown on parenting groups everywhere. On a political note, shouldn't we expect and hold our elected officials responsible as well for not overseeing our family services? Our countries are developed around family cultures and our family values. Our economies depend on strong family structures for many reasons. Supporting family values at this time is to prevent more hardships of single-parent families and foster care programs that surge on the system of welfare and the generations of families that will continue to have to rely on the country's system of welfare dollars to sustain any type of family life is a huge cost to the taxpayers of Canada. Having a government-funded program like CAS that is not overseen by a ombudsman and that is rewarded for taking children in for compensation is ultimately the worst thing any civilized country could do to retain sustainability and family values. My answer to the situation for the people of Canada, fathers, mothers, grandparents, former foster children, former children of split family homes, and separated children of parents is to share their story. Please call your political leaders and voice your concerns and voice your opinions of CAS. Call your local newspapers, TV stations, and community council members and voice your opinions of CAS. Contact Not All Dads and Deadbeats administrators and tell them your stories of CAS and let us help you and fight this battle. Thank you for this time. I'm Jay Mays, Executive Director of Not All Dads and Deadbeats.
And welcome back. I'd like to personally thank Jay, our International Communications Manager, Sheila Sanders, and all the people who have offered their time and energy towards Not All Dads Are Deadbeats. We have a great team here, folks. Never, ever underestimate the collective strength that we possess. Please visit notalldadsaredeadbeats.com for updates on this lawsuit. On the brighter side of things, I purchased a magic jack and now have a phone number people can call if they need to talk or want to offer their time to contribute to the Not All Dads Are Deadbeats organization. The number is area code 226-779-9769. It is a Chatham-based phone number. I will be looking to do some telephone interviews for next week's CAS report, so if you have a story to tell, then drop me a line and I will do what I can to include you in the show. Thank you for listening, and remember, we may often lose in the courts, but we will never lose in the court of public opinion. Stay strong and never stop fighting for what is right. I'm Dave Fluke, founder of NotAllDadsAreDeadbeats.com and proud father, signing off.